Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hey, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. You know how we like to do this before we get started. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be incredible. I could not wait to get here. Listen, guys, Thursday could not get here soon enough. I know. I enjoy spending Thursdays with you. You are incredible. You continue to show up week after week. And listen, let me just stop for a second, take a minute, and give everybody an applause. Thank you, everybody, for just keep showing up. And sometimes that's all it takes is somebody to keep up for you. Have you ever felt like you just couldn't make it? Ever felt like kind of like you was out of step? And then you looked around and those people who were in your corner, who said they were in your corner, they just kept showing up and you felt like giving up, but because they kept showing up, you kept going. That's what you do for me. Thank you. And if this is your very first time hearing the show, hearing my voice, do me a favor. I want you to type this in chat. Type the word new, N-E-W. And if you aren't watching this right now, if you're somewhere maybe in Portugal or Spain or Canada or maybe South America or Mexico, guys, or Southeast Asia or Japan, listening to the show right now, because this is a global podcast, go ahead and say the words, I'm new. Yeah, go ahead and say it. I'll hear it. I'll pick it up in the airwaves. Go ahead and just say, I'm new. Guys, I'm so excited. And if you saying, Travis, man, look, I'm not new, but I've been watching and streaming your show ever since you've been streaming. Let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you keep showing up for me. I appreciate you. Listen, guys, this episode tonight is really going to change your mind about how you, the way you see things. And I'm so glad that I get to share it with you. Now, if you've been watching the show for a while, you know a couple of things about me. You know I love a good story, but you also know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, listen, I don't want to come on a show. I'm a little camera shy. What should I do? If you know someone that has an inspiring story, send in their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guys, listen, I'm starting something so good, so brand new, and that I want you to get in on this. So check this out. Each week, if you send in your tell me something good moment, maybe you got a raise, maybe you got a promotion, maybe you had a better relationship with your child or your parent, or maybe that personal goal that you were trying to accomplish, you finally got past it, and you want to share it with everybody. You just can't keep that good news to yourself. Listen, send in your tell me something good moment to tellmesomething21, and guess what? I will read your tell me something good moment on the next week's show. And everybody around the world that's watching will know your name. How cool is that? That someone in South America will be saying your name. That is the coolest thing ever. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play some sponsorship information away, because I'm so excited and ready to dive into this show. Now, don't go away. We will be back. Now, I know you want to keep seeing my face. I know. I'm not going nowhere, man. The show is just getting started.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right there. Look below. It's right there in the chat. And if you are not watching this, listen up, guys, because you will hear this later on. Now, I know you've been sitting on pins and needles waiting to figure out what in the world we're going to talk about today. Guys, if you did not get a chance to catch today's episode title, guys, is The Antidote Ain't in the Bottle. That's right. The antidote ain't in the bottle. And I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Guys, I want to go ahead and put up a real short video to kind of go along with what we're talking about. And for those who aren't watching, I'll describe the video of what we're doing. So today's episode topic is The Antidote Ain't in the Bottle. So I'm putting up a video of this person that has bottle after bottle of medicine in front of them. They're frustrated. They're wringing their hands, placing their hands on their head, picking up one bottle after the next, one prescription after the next, from one prescription to the next. And you know why this person's doing this? They told us the answer was in a bottle. Pop this, rub that, swallow this, and silence your pain. But what if the silence is the problem? What if the real antidote is a thing they never prescribe? Connection, balance, spirit, and truth. Guys, today on TMG, I'm talking to someone who's worn the white coat, written the scripts, and now she's flipping the script. And trust me, the antidote ain't in the bottle. I mean that. The antidote ain't in the bottle. She is medically boarded in internal medicine and in pediatrics. She has been practicing medicine for 12 years and 16 years doctorate. She's stepping out of the traditional healthcare model to open a business that blends holistic health, healing with medical expertise. And listen, it's aimed at treating the root and not the reaction. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give a huge TMG welcome to our very special guest and a good friend of mine, Dr. Sean. Dr. Sean, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. Woo-hoo. What's up, Dr. Sean? How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. I have been looking forward to this moment probably just as much as you have. I really have. So thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have you on the show. And because you are here today, Dr. Sean, I'm so excited. I'm going to do something so special. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
There you go.
I love it.
There
I love it.
There you go.
I'll take a step. Oh,
there you
go. That's what I'm talking about.
Sit down, sit.
That's how you make a girl feel welcome. That's how you make a girl feel at home.
I know, man. All right, I know. I'm so excited to have you be a part of the show, and especially with what we're talking about today, Dr. Sean. So I'm ready to dive in. I know there are people watching. It's Thursday night. Everybody's excited. Dr. Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do, and exactly how long have you been doing
this? That's a mouthful. That's like three questions in one. That's, you know,
one.
Pacing it. Oh, seriously. Okay, so first, the whole name. It's LaShondra Thefford Adley. And through time, my patients have always struggled to put all those pieces together. So Dr. Sean is easy. You know, Sean is what I was called since childhood. So Sean is easy. So Dr. Sean is what I go by. Traditionally, if somebody asks me, well, who are you? I'll say, one, I am a child of God and a servant of God. Okay, let's just start and keep this thing in order. Two, I am Carlos Adley's wife. Okay, and I take pride in that.
What's up, Mr. Adley? What's up, my man?
Three, I'm about seven children's mother person in some kind of form or fashion. So I thank God for allowing me to be a mother. And then I put being a doctor forth. But it's more than a career. It is my calling. I have accepted it as such for quite some time. Ever since I would say, even getting into undergrad and starting to do the extra studies and stuff and realizing everybody else got to go out. Everybody else got to go do something. I'm over here in the science lab.
Studying and doing lab work. It
has to be a calling. It has to be more than I just want to be a doctor. I just want to wear a white coat or I just want to make money, because you're not going to make it through residency. You're not. You're not going to make it through call. You're not going to make it through the times. You're not going to want to deal with people. And so I'm telling you, you already know. But this is a calling for me. And I find it sheer joy to get to be part of people's family. For the last, 12 on to 15 years, I've been the person taking care of the grandmother, the mother, the child, and the one coming, you know what I mean? And so it's been a blessing. And so that's kind of who I am in a nutshell. I am lively. You know me, I like to sing. I like to dance. Yes. I enjoy life. And somewhere around in my training, I started understanding the difference between just being healthy and wellness. So coming from a spiritual base, I always said, even before I went into my more natural path now, that I was a holistic doctor because, you know, I am tending to the whole person, their mind, body, soul. Realized a long time ago, you can't even tap into a person's physical sometimes until you get past their mental space. You know what I mean?
Man, Dr. Sean.
I can't even prescribe you a pill until we have a talk first and figure out where are you? Where are you coming from? What's your motivation? What are your goals? Where are you broken versus where are you whole? Got to get into that first. And with that kind of more holistic approach, that's allowed me to, I think, have a deeper relationship with my patients. So they're able to receive me better because they one feel as though I know them, I've heard them. And through that, I'll use my medical information and knowledge and prayer and wisdom from God to then guide you towards your healthiest place. So
I like that, Dr. Shaw. I think that when people see that you really care about them as an individual, It really has them to buy into who you are as a person. And when you do that, it makes them want to listen. And I tell people this all the time. I don't care who your physician is or whatever. Your healing is in your hand. Your health is in your hand. And the doctor is not responsible for correcting everything. You have to understand part of your healing is in your own hands. Whether you talk up and speak about it, whether you tell whoever else about it, you have to understand that you may not put yourself in that health condition, but coming out, that's all in your hands. It's in your, that first step is up to you. It's in your hands. That is some good.
I'll challenge you. It's even more than a first step. I'm going to go back and just first, I get to quote my husband on this one. So my husband, tell people.
Okay.
He always says, people don't care how much you know until they know that you
know how much you care.
So, and that has allowed me to be able to understand my patients better. And so, and I've often called myself more of a health advocate. I don't go home. I don't make the medical choices for you. I don't pick up the fast food or the whatever kind of food you're going to eat. I don't sit there and shove that pill down your mouth. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not there. All I can do is teach you and guide you to the best of my ability to help you understand the logic. And hopefully once you understand that, that understanding will fuel your actions and your behaviors from that point on. That's my role. So
Your healing is in your own hands. If you ever wanted to know what you can do, look at your two hands. Mm-hmm. Your healing is in your own hands. Let me ask you this question. So you take care of people, family members, everybody, aunties, grandma, uncle, cousins, next door neighbors, the dog down the street. You help everybody, Dr. Sean. So with that being said, I hear a story behind that. What is one thing that motivated you to pursue this career? Because I see you're taking care of so many people, but I see that, but I hear a story. I hear a why. What is it that got you here?
I'm the daughter, the granddaughter of a missionary. And not traditional missionary. So I come from a family of nurses. And my grandmother, our matriarch, at 42 with 9 kids, went back to nursing school. One of the first to come through, I think, at Birmingham Southern. And she didn't just go for herself. My grandmother drug every able-bodied woman she could. So I'm telling you, when I when I go into a building and there's an older nurse there, especially around the west side of Birmingham, I can say my grandmother's name. And a lot of people say, oh, I remember Marie. Yeah, Marie told me this. And Marie taught me that. And Marie told me this. And especially around Bessemer on the west side. Because she truly realized that getting a lot of Black women during that time educated to sustain themselves will give them a different set of life, give them different exposure, give them a different ability, a different, basically, future for their kids and for their family. So I'm blessed. Like, all of my grandmother's sisters are nurses. Two of my aunts are nurses. Incredible. How about this, though? My mama is the one non-medical person.
Mom, get with the picture, Mom. Get with the program, Mom.
I needed that because my mom brought in more the business, the legal. She sold clothes. She owned stores. Like, my mom taught me how to hustle, okay? So I needed that too. You know, God gives balance. God gives balance. But my grandmother told me a long time ago, she said, you're going to be my doctor. I was like, okay. All right. I like science. I like learning. And then I realized when I reflect back, I was that kid on the playground sitting here diagnosing people when they fail or something like that and trying to help. So I can't say it's all me. It's all God. You know, we go over spiritual giftings talents and stuff like that. It is so God. It is so God. Right. Even to be able to comprehend medical information, retain all of that. It is a whole nother language. And on top of each language that comes with each discipline of medicine. So I give God all the glory and all the credit for why I'm a doctor, because he apparently decided that I was going to be a doctor. He decided.
Yep.
But
she's on the playground diagnosing people, guys.
I'm telling you. And so the other part was that I came from a family that would appear to be healthy, but had a whole lot of medical conditions. Yeah, so I know you've heard me talk about generational curses, and they're not just spiritual, they're medical, they're behavioral,
they're medical.
And it's so behavioral, behavioral, that that's the big part of it. It's so ingrained in what we do from day to day, the way we live, the way we operate, the way we think. So I watched my grandma decide to snap out of it a little bit. You know, she had all her medical knowledge. She was a nurse. I want to say before she was 50 or right after 50, she had her first heart attack.
Oh, wow.
All this medical knowledge, all this medical experience, and she had her first heart attack. So Granny made everybody change. You hear me? No more pork.
I can see.
No more turkey and side greens. You know? So she took what she did know. Grandma playing. Grandma dropped that weight and she got on down. She had to get it together. She was trying to stick around. And glory be to God. That was when she was around 50. My grandma lived to be 92 years old.
Wow. So she added 40 years her life by making a decision. When I told you that your healing is in your hands, I wasn't just making a statement, guys. It's literally happened. She made a decision and added 42 years to her life. Now, I want you guys to imagine, had this been 2025 with everything we have today, those 42 years may have been another 50 years. That's incredible, Dr. Sean, that a decision, the power that a decision has.
Yes, a choice to live. A choice.
Say that again. A choice to do what?
Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When it's so easy to quit, it's so easy to give up, it's so easy. You mentioned the generational curses and the generational thing. I look the same way you do. It's behavioral. We have generation behaviors. And a lot of times, it's a generation of behavior that's continuing. We say, oh, man, my uncle was that way. My cousin was that way. That means no one broke the behavior.
And on one end, to interrupt. I don't want to take any credit away from there are some genetic dispositions. There are some.
Correct.
There are some that are solid. They're large factors. But there are some small factors that still, once again, our behaviors between smoking, the foods that we eat, different things that we take in, those are then triggered to be positive based upon, once again, like you said, the things that were in our own hands. Yeah.
You know what? I tell people that when it comes to genetic dispositions, and I don't think a lot of people understand that, is whatever you're around the most, whatever you've been around the most, whatever you've been born around the most, you are already born with those dispositions inside of you. And now you get around behaviors that trigger what's already in you. I know I'm telling the truth. I know it. And it triggers what's inside you. And then all of a sudden you wonder why you start doing the things that your grandma did, your uncle did, and your cousin did, because it's already in you and you're getting around something that triggers it. And that's why what you're saying, Doctor, we got to change up here first. It's got to start up here. But Doc, we've been taught to grab a pill and a bottle, all these things. But I want to do this. I want to segue into this. I kind of want to discuss, and today I say we've been taught to do a pill and a bottle, which brings me to this. I want to discuss the over-reliance on prescription culture. There's actually a culture of over-reliance on prescription medications. And what that means is this is defined as a culture that readily embraces pharmaceuticals as a primary solution for various ailments. And that's the kind of culture we kind of have, you know, that, oh, my head aches. Well, let me go take a pill. My back aches. Let me take a pill. We've accepted that as that's the norm. And then we pass it down to our child. That child passes it down to their child. And now that it becomes a behavior that we readily accept that pharmaceuticals as the primary way to get rid of it. What have you seen over your tenure that has contributed to this type of culture or thinking? Taking a pill kind of for everything. For example, like drug advertising on social media, the more they pump those drug advertisements out there, take this for this, and they run past the side effects. Your side effects may be broken leg, your lung might not work, your eye might not blink, your toes may not curl up on you.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, I'd rather deal with my eyes not blinking than to deal with
and so that. It's. I feel like it's really a multifactorial answer. First, I'll come to the defense of my people. I think there are honest doctors out there who remember our training. In our training, we were always taught, first, go for whatever dietary change, whatever behavior change you can make. Always suggest the natural, the easiest. Why? Because we know, one, that could be enough. Two, less side effects. Three, that's the thing that's going to be more sustained, the behavior changed. So we're always taught that. But then what are you running to? You now have to adapt to the mind frame of the patient and the population that you're dealing with. So, you know, if I think back to even our grandparents' generation, you know, a lot of them, they were used to the farming. They were used to the growing what they were going to eat. They were patient and to the processes. They gave way to time. And now we're moving more towards a microwave generation, a click-click computer generation. And so people want an instant gratification. And so being a provider, you know, a lot of times a doctor may offer, hey, let's try this diet-wise. Let's work on this change here, 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 here. But I can tell you what, honestly, it's happened multiple times. What's your faith that the person's actually going to do it? A lot of people just really aren't willing to commit to the change. So if doctor has two options, either you stay there and try to really impede in front of the person the importance of this change, or you go ahead and just give them medicine. And so honestly, and there's some situations, God knows I in the past life was guilty because it was like, I know this is going to help you, but I'm so worried of what's going to happen if you don't take something. So
correct.
I'll say, da-da-da, give this a try. Da-da-da. If this is not better, then try this. And then let's follow up in a few weeks. But I'm going to tell you, did you mention that word time? I say it. Time. Time. I spend like 30 minutes in the room with my patients. That's not normal. And a lot of doctors can't.
No.
And a lot of doctors can't afford it, especially when they're in private practice, not in typical setup. But it takes that for a person to hear what they're saying, honestly hear, and then honestly be able to dissect. And then also a provider that wants to be familiar enough.
Right.
Understanding who they're talking to. You know, I can't tell you, oh, let's go do some yoga. No, I may just need you to get up, touch your toes a little bit. You know what I mean? Because
you gotta
be mindful.
Someone's no flexibility.
Be mindful of where you are. And even right now, what I'm experiencing, the side of town you live on. Like right now, I'm having to, I'm trying to implement a more organic or completely organic regimen for my patients. So what do I tell them to go eat? What do I go tell them to shop? What do I go tell them to buy? So anyway, so having to pay attention to that.
Right.
But going back to the pill in the bottle, you're right. It's all over TV. So then, you know, we have Google. God bless Dr. Google. God bless Dr. Google. And in my profession, I've never been intimidated by Google. Honestly, Google is kind of responsible for how I got to my path. because my patients were Googling. And if they Googled, I wanted to know what you were seeing. And then I wanted you to tell me what you were seeing.
Exactly.
And I wanted us to have a discussion. And so, but what you're saying is that Google's telling you, oh, they got the hottest medicine that can help you with this, 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 and this. And yes, they can, you know, and, but like you said, what about all these side effects? But I'll tell you what I've experienced, unfortunately, people are willing to risk those side effects. They're willing to risk the side effects because they don't want to do the work, or they've given up on doing the work. And then my life now tells me, you may have been doing the work, but there's so many forces working against you that you're not even aware of. So really, we've got to peel off layers for you to even be able to get the results from the good stuff that you're doing. So, but it's easy. It's microwave. I don't have to wait on it. The peel is right there. I can take it. There's instant gratification. From the doctor standpoint, you know, I remember in med school, CAMS is what they call it, complementary alternative medicines. And they brought it up.
That.
And I remember thinking, oh, yeah, this is good. And I dug in thinking we're going to have this big section on it. And it was this little small section. And I was like, okay. But what I understood of the feeling I got was it wasn't as trusted because it wasn't, you know, science. We want it to be measurable. We want it to be reproducible. And so
that's
gotta be reproducible.
That's the biggest.
And the question is, who has invested enough money in a plant, an herb, in rosemary or in thyme or in berberine or whatever? Berberine did finally get a good study. But who's invested enough time into that herb to put forth that money to get you that double blind study?
Correct.
It takes a lot of money to get that, which is why these people are bombarding everybody, because they're like, hey, we got to make good on this investment we made. But unfortunately, the U.S. is one of the few, you know, big countries that allows the pharmaceutical companies to even advertise their people. So we open our people up for targeting and marketing. Yeah, I hate to say that word because there was once upon a time, once again, because I told you this is very multifactorial. There's a part of me that really tried to educate my patient. And there were some patients who didn't even know what newer medicines were available. And to me, that was a disservice because there were cleaner medicines, healthier medicines that were available, but some doctors didn't feel as though they would use them, or they were too expensive, or they didn't bother to change. Therefore, you weren't offering my patient the better product.
Oh,
if you're going to be taking something, take something that works for me and that's better for me, you know?
Wow.
So I had to, you know, so that's one aspect where the marketing did make people aware that there's more out there.
Correct.
But it's a bit much. It's a bit much. It's like putting a kid behind the wheel of a car and saying, hey, go drive this car.
Go drive this car.
You look like you should be able to drive it. You know this about it. Let's drive. And it's like, no.
You know how to honk the horn.
Yeah, you can honk the horn. You got a key. You know how to put the key in the ignition.
Go drive.
Yeah, but it's so much more to everything you take because everybody in the system is connected. So you're hitting one system and affecting another system. And that's kind of what's happening with all these side effects. And I feel as
though
they're the things that the double blind didn't tell you. Or they're the things that the pharmaceutical company wants to minimize. You know, and sometimes it's risk versus benefit, which is how I've prescribed. And I've had to tell myself, you know, because I know I'm saving your heart, go drink some extra water. Let's try to protect those kidneys, you know. Yep. But if you could do it healthier,
exactly.
Why not?
And that goes back to what we're talking about. Take that pill first mindset that take that pill first culture that we all grew up in, because if you say, I got a headache, they're going to say, I'm not going to mention the brand, but they'll say, go take that for your headache. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not that pill particularly by that name, you're still going to call it that because it's pill first. It's that bottle first. It's that cream first. It's that first.
Yes.
And you mentioned, we talked about that pill first kind of mentality. When I was researching Dr. Sean, I found something called the medicalization of daily life.
Yeah.
The medicalization of daily life. And guys, this is pretty, when I'm researching this and I found this, I was like, whoa, it blew me away. The medicalization of daily life is normal aspects of life, such as aging, stress, or even natural functions like childbirth, are increasingly viewed as conditions requiring medical intervention, especially with prescription drugs. A pill to get up, a pill to go to sleep, a pill to go to work, a pill to come home from work. And they're seeing it as conditions, quote unquote, it's a condition. Mm-hmm. It's normal life. Aging is normal life. Now, I'm not stating that there aren't moments where you might need that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is to have the mindset, well, I'm just going to do this first. And that's where a lot of us are dealing with things because we make that the first choice. And I need a pill just to move, just to get this. And it's the medicalization of just everyday things.
Travis, are you calling people soft and lazy?
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
I feel like you're calling people soft and lazy.
I'm just saying.
Is what I call. I feel like you're calling folks soft and lazy.
You Travis. Know what I do? When I get a headache, the first thing I do, I know I need sleep. If I get a backache,
When I get a backache,
the first thing I know, I need more water.
Thank you.
So that's my kidney telling me I need you to go get some more water. And you'll stop hurting. And literally, I go drink 3 bottles of water and my back stops hurting because I already know what the issue is. But what I'm saying is we should begin listening to our bodies. Mm-hmm. Your body will tell you what's going on.
And I'll tell you, so soft and lazy are not fair. They're not fair. Lazy in the sense of I don't want to be overly hard on people because some people don't know. Once again, I don't want to ever take for granted that I grew up knowing the people I know. I don't want to ever take for granted that I had a mother who would tell me, go drink some water, go have a bowel movement, go get some sleep or rest. Wait, you know what I mean? Sit down somewhere.
She would tell you.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to do the same thing. She would give us castor oil.
It's truth. I do that now. If a patient has a headache, my first question is, did you drink some water? My second question is, do you need a bowel movement? Have you had a bowel movement? And then my third question is, how much sleep have you gotten? And then next one, I guess the fourth will be, have you eaten? I'm so serious. And there, I can't even say the percentage, but a high amount of people, their issue with their headache or even a migraine sometimes is out of those 4 triggers.
Yeah. What have you been eating? Again, all those predisposed triggers that's already in your body. If you look at your history and your family and you can see the pattern, you don't need to be a doctor. Just see the pattern and you know, okay, there's some predisposed stuff in my family. If I continue along the path that they have done, I might end up like that. I might end up in the same spot and I don't want to. And it goes to, I may not know, but I can find out. I can't find out.
But you know what? And this is where I feel like this is why God has us. Because there's some people, they're so, you know, in the forest, they can't see the trees. You know what I mean? They're there. And they don't know anything else. And they have accepted that this is the only way. Yeah. And so this is where I am absolutely passionate about when I hear something to try to drizzle a little truth on it.
Right.
With a lot of love and compassion. Because some people, when you know better, they will do better. They want to do better. But if you grew up in a house where all they did was give you a pill, that's what you know to do.
That is your better. That is your
better. Yeah, that is your better. Exactly. Because at least you're doing something. You're not just sitting there with the issue. Your leg and sitting there rotting off. You're trying to do something. So, you know, I have to be fair to say that's why they need us. They need you to educate that there's other ways. And they need me to sit down and try to say, okay, where are you? What do you know? Let me, you know, help you to understand these different things. And then it'd be a conversation and a dialogue back and forth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's how it works, where you can benefit, where people can benefit from it the most. Yeah. Let me ask you this question, Dr. Sean. I'm curious. Actually, what do you think the average person really is looking for when they go to the doctor? And I'm gonna say that I'm gonna put it this way first. I want you to answer that question first, because then I'm gonna follow behind you. So, what do you think that the average person is looking for when they go to the doctor?
Okay, so that's hard, because typically I would say you got at least three types of patients gonna walk into your office. So your first type may be, hey, I'm relatively healthy. And I am trying to do the best I can to either fight off those generational curses or to just stay on top of my health, because I want to age gracefully. I want to live life to the best of my ability. We love those people. We love those people. And then we have the people that come into office because I had to. Let me do this. I'm checking my boxes, meaning I have insurance. They say I'm supposed to come to a doctor once a year. So here I am. I'm presenting myself. By the way, I do have some things I would like to talk to you about and ask some questions. So, you know, at least they're open. They're open. You know, they willingly came. Then there's some because they had to. They had to.
They had no choice.
Like, they had no choice. Like, the toe was falling off. they could not breathe. Or their wife or significance other
made them. You better made go. Them.
So in those scenarios, like your first person, they're like, how do I optimize myself? How do I make myself my best self? I'm trying to live long. The second person is, okay, yeah, how can I do a little better? Is there better? What's that look like for me? And depends on how hard I'm going to work. That last one, tell me I'm good so I can walk out the door. So, but in all scenarios, I think at the end of the day, what somebody wants is, want somebody to listen.
Exactly.
Listen. And I feel like this is going to be the jump that humans will have on the computer. You know, like I know how you say something, the way you say it with your intonation and how you say it says everything.
Everything.
And then muddled between broken English and Ebonics and cultural versions and even just people who will speak a foreign language than the native English tongue. Basically, even that and having to relay between body language what somebody's saying and what their true intent is. That is part of what somebody comes from, to be understood. And then I feel as though an honest opinion about where they are in their situation. And then people come for hope.
Absolutely.
They come for hope.
Absolutely. When people, a lot of times, in addition to what you're saying, Dr. Sean, what I find also, Dr. Sean, is when we go to the pharmacy, You got a backache, told her your bee stung you or something. When we go or we have a prescription, we're taking that prescription to the pharmacist and, you know, we place it on the counter. And when we go to the pharmacy and we get that bottle of pills for a headache or a backache or a cream or a patch to put on something, what we're looking for sometimes is, like you said, is an answer. Because we go there with questions. That prescription, let me help you out, everybody. Get closer. That prescription represents questions. That prescription represents a question. And you go to the pharmacy, you go to the doctor because you want an answer. Your prescription is a question. It's questioning what's going on in your body. It's a question of what's happening to you. And it's a question that you don't have an answer to. It's a question that made you scratch your head. It's a question that made you go to the doctor because you didn't have a choice. It's a question that said, well, no, I feel pretty good, but I need to optimize my health. Yeah, it's a question. So your prescription is a question that you want to answer to. So when you go to the pharmacy, like you said, Doc, we're looking to be heard, to be validated, to be acknowledged, and we're looking for an answer. And maybe that's it, Dr. Sean. Maybe that's it. We have become so accustomed to having a pre-packaged answer. We become so accustomed to having a prepackaged answer. We go to the pharmacist, we give them a slip of paper, or we wait till the doctor call it in, and they give us that prescription, and they put it in a nice, pretty bottle with our name and our address on it, or they pull something off the shelf and give it to us that's already labeled, already got all the ingredients in it. Do this three times a day, two times a day. We've become so accustomed to having pre-packaged answers that it becomes the only answer that we are willing to accept. What if, I just want to ask everybody this question. What if your answer didn't come pre-packaged? What if the answer that you needed didn't come in a bottle? What if the answer you needed didn't have your name typed out on it? What if the answer that you needed was not pre-packaged? Would you still be willing to take it?
I'm gonna tell you. So for quite some time, that is the issue. A lot of patients, they're expecting to have something. I want something in my hand. And so sometimes I'll write out on a sheet of paper or I'll put it on the prescription pad. So they would, because they would see the importance was, to me, was just as important as that prescription pill. Because you're right. Some people, they don't want to leave without an antibiotic.
No!
You have no idea the arguments I have had with people. About, no, you need some nasal rinsing, and we're going to work on this allergy, and we're going to do this. And how about stop being around that person that's smoking? Just the basics.
I know, right?
Can we just do the basics? And then if you got to have that, let me do it then. And then I've just, as a provider, had to own it. That's what you're here for. You don't know any better.
Yep, that part.
Let me help you.
Yep.
Let me help you. Because when you do what I'm trying to help you to do, you're going to do better.
You know what I learned, Dr. Sean? Generally, people want to do better. Generally, people will, when you educate people, generally, they will do better. They want to do better. I go into it believing people absolutely want to do better. People who are watching this show want to do better. People who talk to you, they want to do better. And you say, okay, but don't go back to the same environment. Don't go back to the same thing. And listen, you may not be able to control the environment to go wrong because they may live with you. They may work with you. You may not be able to control the environment, but you can but you can control your response. Yeah, let me say that for the people in the back. You might not be able to control the environment, but you can control your response. You can control how you respond to it. And let me help you out. A lot of times, dog, whenever I felt sick, felt bad, whatever is going on, whether it was physically, emotionally, mentally, the problem wasn't the environment. The problem was my response to the environment. What did I do? What was I thinking? Have you ever done something And then it backfired, and you ask yourself, what was I thinking?
Oh, God, yeah.
What in the world was on my mind? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had some friends, and then it broke off, and then later on, you had this self-reflection. You go, how in the world were we ever friends? What in the world was I thinking? And that's the relationship we have with our health. We have a on-again, off-again relationship with our health. And then we get better. Go, what in the world was I ever thinking? What made me think that that would be healthy for me? And that being said, when and where or when and what made you begin to question the prescription first model of care?
So we're going to call it the sick care treat model. Wow. This evolution has been amazing. It's all a God thing. It's nothing shy of a God thing. I have to throw him under the bus each and every time. I throw him in front of me.
I don't think he has a problem with you throwing him under the bus. So.
Every time. You can't call yourself a holistic doctor, and then when you find something more holistic than you, you not chase it.
Ooh.
So that's what happened. And it was because I was listening to my patients. Remember I told you they would tell me what they were reading and I'd go look it up. It was because I was doing research or looking and hearing the whys and the how so's and trying to understand a little bit more.
I like that.
It was my patient that I could not fix. And not saying I'm God, I'm not supposed to fix somebody.
Right.
You know, when I checked all my boxes and the event still happened, what was still there that I was missing? You know, and I've got some patients where I'm like, you are holding inflammation somewhere. Your immune system's going crazy somewhere. There is something triggering your body and I don't understand what it is. You know, those things made me look deeper into what other options and medicines are there. And from there, I started looking at, naturopathic, herbalist, Dr. Sabi, started looking at functional medicine. And from there, started really discovering, man, there are people who are truly treating and truly preventing by going a little bit deeper than what I was doing, going a little bit more beneath the surface than where I was going in order to truly cut it off at the root. That phrase is so true. There are just so many processes going on in our body that if we cut it off at the root, we can stop the diabetes. We can stop the Crohn's from causing symptoms. We can stop it from happening. So once I saw I could do better for my patients, for my family, for everyone around me, I had to do that. And someone asked me, said, why didn't you just, integrate it into your patient, into your practice? I did. But the reality, as long as that pill was an option, as long as the quick fix was an option, people wanted to move towards that. So here at Garrison Wellness, the objective is to create the environment where your natural healing, your natural path is the only answer. I can't say the only answer, but it is the dominant answer because there's a place for medicine. There's a time and a place for it, but I feel as though the overdependence on it has been the issue and has created itself an issue. When you look at the economy, questions about Medicare, recalls on medicine, if a patient's going to be able to get a medicine.
Can they even get their medicine?
I'm telling you, when the shortages and recalls, I started shuffling. I spent so much time just having to shuffle my patients' medicines around to just get them something consistent they could have in the regimen. And one day I woke up and I said, Lord, if I can't prescribe a thing, what kind of doctor am I? That set me in a whole moment. But my faith tells me, God, you'll send me out in the wilderness, in the woods, God. You'll tell me what berry to grab, and we'll go from there. And Laura said, how about you start studying it now?
Since you're going to ask me about it, let me go ahead and show you. Since you really want to know, I'm going to test you, and I'm going to put you out there.
I'm going to tell you. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. Go. Go settle them juices in Paris. That's what I want you to go do.
Like, it's like you said, I've been waiting on you to ask me that question.
Yeah. And then having the time to where if your mental and your spiritual are truly what's clogging up your health, this is a space where we're going to sit down and make time for it. And then having the staff and the people who can, I may not be able to sit with you 3-4 times a week, but I'll have coaches and people who can.
Correct.
So then you're getting that consistent impulse of healthy knowledge, influence, environment to help truly propagate this new healthy life for you, or the better healthy life for you. So Garrison Wellness is a God thing and a God place. In the name, it means the place of the promise, the altar of the blessing.
I like that.
So this is what I feel as though God is wanting this to be for people, is your place to get your healthy blessing of your health so you can revitalize your life. So you can live that healthy, best life. Have the energy to go outside with your kids or your grandkids.
Exactly.
Be able to walk through Walmart and not get tired. There's some things that are chronic and I won't be able to change it. But I guarantee we can knock a layer off of it and you can redeem a lot of your life that you may have lost.
Mm-hmm. What I like about what you said, one of the things that you said, and you dropping so many wonderful nuggets, Doc. So many. You just, I mean, as you would do, there you go. Homage to you. If you know, you know. Doc, you mentioned the spiritual side, the mental side. And what a lot of people may not be aware of is a lot of illnesses that we wrestle with and we fight with, the connection between our spirit and our minds, or our faith and our belief, can all be tied in that. Because here it is. I want you to think about this, people. Regardless of whatever your faith is, if you don't feel that you are in a good place with your faith spiritually, it's going to cause anxiety. Anxiety is then going to cause more stress on the body. Now your blood pressure is elevated. And now you can't concentrate. Now you have fog in the mind. And now all these things that I just mentioned are a lot of people's first mindset. Let me go grab a pill. Instead of, let me get my heart and my spirit aligned better. Exactly. If I get this done, I won't have no stress. If I don't have no stress, my blood pressure won't be high. My blood pressure won't be high. I won't have no anxiety. And I won't have any danger of a heart attack or a stroke because my blood pressure is so high. So there is a strong, and listen, there's a documented connection between medical healing or medical health and a person's belief system. The way you believe can also impact the way that you live. Let me say that again. The way that you believe will also impact the way that you live. Now, this being said, we talked about you getting out there and you're doing this holistic part. What's something that you now see as medicine that you never learned in med school?
Oh, detoxing. Detoxing. I think someone was recanting the history of all the toxins and like, when did we start having this issue? And when did we start having that issue? Oh, when they started putting high fructose corn syrup and everything. Oh, when they started releasing and saying that this chemical was okay in this. Oh, when they started allowing this. Oh, when they started allowing that. So I feel as though once upon a time, doctoring maybe in the early 1980s, 1970s, wouldn't have had this issue of worrying about detoxing because the toxins were not so rapid in our environment, in our foods, our soil, everything around us, our cleaning sprays, our aerosols, our perfumes, our deodorants. Then the list just goes on. And so how, you know, on one end, that can overwhelm you and say, what's the use? And on the other end, let it empower you and say, I'm going to make better choices. Yes, we cannot put ourselves in a bubble. That's not an option. But what choices can I make? And that goes back to my comment about us not being soft, not playing the victim. Travis was saying to choose to take responsibility for your reaction and your response. And so we know these things are there. And now we can respond by getting them out of our system safely and progressively, and then making healthier choices to keep them out of our body. And by detoxifying your body, you release so many natural factors that the good Lord has put in your body for healing, for balance, for cognition, and just thinking clearer. There's just so many things that we're doing to our body and we don't even know that we're doing it. So detoxifying, detox would have to be that thing for me.
That, you know what? And for people who maybe say, I don't know what detoxing is. I don't know what all that is. Let me help you guys out. I'm gonna put it in a language that you may have heard. You could do simple fasting. If you're fasting from sugar, you're detoxing your body. If you're fasting from salt, sodium, you're detoxing your body. And let me take it deeper since we're talking holistically. You could, if you're detoxing from negativity, guess what? You are detoxing your body because then your brain has this whole thing called neuroplasticity. Your brain is like putty. It's like putty. It will begin to stretch and grow, and it can be shaped into whatever you want to, whatever thoughts you begin to think the most of, your brain will then seek out that kind of thought. Your brain will look for those kind of thoughts. If you enjoy being around things that are positive and repeating things that are positive, your brain will look for the positivity in everything that you're doing. I don't care where you go around, because you have shaped it. You have molded it, and it began to look for those positive things. Maybe right now there's somebody that's listening that said, you know what? I need a little positivity in my life. Maybe it's not the other person. Maybe your next thought is the thing that helps you get better. Maybe the next thought that you got is the thing that put a smile on your face. Well, I haven't smiled in a long time. If you're waiting for somebody to make you smile, do me a favor. Pick up your phone, look at your camera, and smile at yourself. Can nobody give you a bigger smile than you? Can nobody make you feel better about yourself than you can? If you need a smile, smile at yourself.
At yourself. And, you know, a smile brings in so many positive hormones and responses. It's such a beautiful thing. And as an opposite, you know, then stress brings in cortisol, makes you gain weight, makes you do all these things.
That's it. And a lot of people have done that, dog. And I watched a show where people, they're challenged in their weight and they're depressed, they're sad, they don't enjoy their lives, and they increase the cortisol. Like,
it's a vicious cycle. And so once again, that's why I'm sitting over in this building now. It's a cycle, Lord. And like you were talking about the detox, every detox isn't the same. And there are multiple ways and multiple things you need to detox from. But there's a way to do the detox and heal your body and heal your spirit. But I just want to go back to one of the things I feel like for you and I, We can find that light because we have an ultimate hope. And that's my challenge for anybody who's watching this. Faith gives you hope. In this crazy world where there is no certainty, job could drop you in a heartbeat. Insurance could go in a heartbeat.
Right?
Clothes in a heartbeat. All these things can happen just like this. But with faith, there's a certainty that you have to know that you're going to be okay. Why? Because God said so. And for many of us who are believers, it doesn't just go from he said so. I say, yes, Jesus loves me, for my life tells me so. And it's not because I'm a doctor. It's because of all the ways that God has come through for me. Say it was nobody. I'm not going to use proper grammar. It was nobody but God.
Come on, doc.
Nobody but God. Supernatural. God. Therefore, when I'm faced with foolish situations in life, looking at a closed door or looking at an illness that looks like it's going to be permanent or for death and not for life. When I'm in those situations, I can say, you know what? My God did this special thing. My God came through for me. So I'm just going to dig in. Plant my heels, get planted. I'm going to calm myself. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to seek the God that made it all.
Come on, y'all. Listen, guys, y'all think Dr. Sean's just talking fluff. Listen, mm-hmm. I've seen Dr. Sean in action. I've seen her save someone's life.
Oh.
Literally. I've seen her say, this woman revived someone. And when she got through reviving them, this woman started praising God. I've she jumps up and began, and listen, this, she's the real deal. She's not just talking, man.
Wow.
I seen her revive someone, get up and had full church service all by herself.
I don't even, look, I wouldn't have even thought about it. I wouldn't even thought about it.
She didn't give it a second thought. She didn't give it a second thought. She revives this person, brings them back to life, brings them back on this side, gets up, and as if, as easy as putting a stethoscope around her neck, she gets up and pop. I said, hold on, wait a minute, man, what is going on here? You know, she.
I give credit. She deserves it.
And it's because of things like that, Dr. Sean. And I believe that you have launched a bold new business. Yeah, bold new venture. Tell us how it works. How do you blend holistic tools with science-backed care to address the whole individual and not just the symptoms first?
Okay. So I think we've been talking about it. It starts with an education, Lord. I get so biblical on this thing. I can't help it. Like, honestly, I think about 2 years ago or sometime, I said, I don't even know how to do this without you, Lord. So I'm not even, if you can't handle the God moments, you're in the wrong place, because I'm going to drop this medical moment on you. But this God moment has to come, because it starts with a renewing of your mind.
Yeah, your mind.
It starts with a renewing of your mind. So it starts with a confession of where you are now.
Yeah, you go. See, I'm talking about.
That's about where you are now. Where are you? What you need help with? And then we're going to start the education of what you need to do. And then how do we implement things? And we may have to pace it. So this is the individual effect of it all. On one end, there's the mind, body. So we're going to be talking to figure out where you are and if you need spiritual help. Do you need a little bit more counseling? But then medically, also trying to figure out if there's some key deficiencies that I may need to address first. So it's all individualized, all a conversation. But then from there, I'm really boosting everybody on the program and the process.
Awesome.
And so to really get everybody cleaned up, man, because once we get cleaned up, there's some things that we may not even have to worry about.
Right.
Once we get things in balance, and that goes to that wellness wheel. It's not just your heart, lungs, gut. It's your mind. It's your environment. It's your relationships. It's how do you feel in your career? It's how do you feel like you are economically and socially?
Oh, that's good.
If you're giving back, it's such a, I love the wellness wheel, because it is that balance that truly allows people to find true joy and happiness with where they are. So with that, I'll invite people in for either a education talk. From there, once you kind of understand what we're doing here at Gerizim, then from there, we can set you up for the individualized appointment to go over a strategy. And honestly, that appointment's also to just see if your mind is ready. See if your mind is ready and in the right place, because we can help everybody. But I want to make sure that you've got the right mind frame, that you're ready to receive what we're ready to give. And then from there, we start the program, man. And we start the coaching. We've got our website going. We're trying to keep it simple. GerizimWellnessMD.com. So it's really easy. And on there at the bottom, there's a contact us page. We're not open yet, but we're set to launch on July 31st. Apostle was challenging me because I previously had a 24th launch date. And he talked about the 25th and it's done. So I'm like... Do I just go ahead and put a date for the 25th? I don't know. So, look, it may be a few people starting on the 25th. I may have a pilot study in on the 25th just so I can be in the It Is
Done.
That would
be cool. Now, that would actually be cool, a pilot study to begin
a pilot
right before the actual launch.
Yes.
But this is your website, and it looks wonderful guys. Absolutely wonderful. Guys, I was on here earlier.
Yeah,
I know. I was on here earlier. You can book a discovery call, contact you right here. Just hit that contact button and you can start. Look at that. Contact us. This is a wonderful website. This looks fantastic. It tells what services that you offer. Look at that.
Oh, I didn't even mention that. Yeah. So forgive me. Forgive me for interrupting. So on there at the bottom is about StemWave. So, you know, I was one of the lone soldiers. I can say it now because I don't have to worry about it. I still prescribe pain meds.
Wow.
And I did it shamelessly. I did, because I had my little old ladies and my little old men, or my people who've just been banged up and broken up. They couldn't take the anti-inflammatories, couldn't take this, and they were hurting so bad they couldn't get out of bed. So it wasn't just to go take a pill and lay down. It was to give someone something to relieve their pain enough to go to the grocery store, to get up and cook, to take a bath, to feel like going with your grandchildren. And it would be watching people as their blood pressure would be up here, and then you calm their pain and their blood pressure goes down.
Oh, wow.
They can breathe. They're making it to church. I'm going to say this again. They're making it to church because they weren't going to church because they were hurting too bad. So I still gave pain meds. I did. I was slinging drugs. I was to my patients legally, writing them as prescribed, having them do the follow-up. You know what I mean? I was trying, Jesus. But I thank God now I have StemWave, which is another way of stimulating somebody's natural healing. The process and being at Garazim, we're going to target your natural inflammatory properties anyway to get them suppressed to where your arthritis and your pain is going to decrease significantly. So some people won't even need it. But for those who may have some minor injuries or some pains that you've been to the chiropractor or to the therapist and they're talking surgery, or you just don't want another needle stuck inside your body, this technology is beautiful because I love it for the accuracy of nothing else. It diagnoses as it treats.
Oh, wow.
You only get the sensation in the area that's bothered and that's injured. You don't get the sensation anywhere else. So it's so cool.
Wait a minute. It's almost localized then.
It's absolutely localized.
Man, so how much better that is? Yes. If you only getting it in your only in your knee, it is localized. So man.
No needles, no bruising, no pain. It's just a series of treatments that stimulate your body to do its own natural healing in that area to repair whatever's going on. About 8 to 12 sessions for most people. So I'm really excited, once again, to have a non-medication, non-surgical option to offer people to really help them sustain their healthiest, best life.
That alone is worth contacting you. That alone is worth doing it. I'm asking something real quick though, Doc. Yes. Are you, since you're doing holistic healing and health and everything, are you able to share a story with us? I know I've heard from you. Gotcha. Share a story with us. Let's say, even if it's a personal one, in which this bold new approach helped in a way that traditional care did not.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I can start with myself. I can start with myself. You remember we were talking about those generational curses?
Yep, I do.
And so for myself, I would tell people at my healthiest self, I had to be placed on blood pressure medicine again because I had gotten off of it once and then again had to get back on medicine. And that was so frustrating. And I for a moment capitulated. For those who don't know what capitulate means, it means to surrender.
Yeah,
I surrendered.
You just gave in to
that this is where I am. This runs in the family. You know, I'll do the best I can, but really maybe this is where I am. And I'll be honest with you, in that surrender, I kind of got lax.
Yeah, you do.
And so I had to, in this path, had to snap it back together. The Lord was like, no, ma'am, you can do better. And so honestly, went from 2, maybe 2.5 medicines to now we're almost off of this other one. I get mad because every now and then it will spike back up. And I'm like, go back down. You better just go back down.
Because
I had to redo my process. I had to step it up a little bit. So I'm redoing it for myself. And I'm pretty confident that I'm there. Give me another week and I'll be there. And it's going to be off. But for my coaches and the team I work with and some of the providers I work with, themselves, like one of them had Crohn's. Anybody who knows Crohn's? big inflammation, tearing up the lining of the stomach. Immediately, a lot of times they go for big medications, cancer meds, in order to suppress the immune system a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And these people have a lot of pain, blood in their stools, just can be very uncomfortable until controlled. Oh, so the young lady went from Crohn's, looking at starting medications, went through the program, went through the process, got herself on this healthy, natural path. No meds. I've had patients with diabetes that when they got it together and got it cleaned up, and I want to say got it together, but they made a choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than together. You have to make a choice and be intentional about wanting to live and how do you want to live. That's what you're saying. How do you want to live? What quality of life? Some people just living. I don't want to just live.
Yeah, just existing.
I want to enjoy my life to the fullness of life. And for many of us, so that we can do what we're supposed to do. And then my big thing is, and what kind of legacy are you leaving your kids?
Exactly.
And a lot of things we carry that's affecting our health, even for the moms while you're pregnant, you're going ahead and putting those triggers into your kids.
Already.
The cells already, exactly. Yeah, yep. They're already being triggered or being predisposed to certain ailments and issues in the womb in vitro, so in vivo. So it's a choice. It's a choice. And so I've seen people who've made that choice, and it's guiding them to a healthier, happier outcome.
Absolutely. You know, we began this show talking about a choice. We began the show talking about how the choice that your grandmother made, and it gave her 42 more years of her life. Yes. So again, guys, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier that we've been trained. We have actually been trained and have a culture where we've been trained to trust the bottle, the prescriptions. And we're not saying get rid of your stuff. We've been trained that, though. We've been trained to trust the bottle, prescriptions, over-the-counter relief, fast-track fixes, those quick hits we've been talking about. But what if the true antidote isn't something that you swallow? Mm-hmm. I want to drop this on everybody. What if the true antidote to what you're dealing with? What if it isn't something that you swallow? What if it's something that you cream that you rub on you? What if that's not the true antidote? What if the true antidote isn't that? What if it's something you reclaim? Mm. We talked about earlier predisposed things, and I'm just going to do it because this is, as Doc said, I'm going to do it because this is just where I am. And there are many people right now who are listening.
Yes.
You're listening right now and you're saying, well, this is just where I am right now, Travis. I'm 50 years old. This is just where I am. I'm 30 years old. This is where I'm 80 years old. This is, and I know right now in your life, you're saying, this is just where I am. I get it. I know right now there are people who are watching and listening. And in the back of your mind, you guys, you're saying, guys, I hear what y'all saying. Mm-hmm. I like what you're saying, but this is just where I am. There are people right now who are dealing with this is just where I am. But what if your antidote isn't a pill that you swallow? What if it isn't that? What if it's something that you reclaim?
Yes.
What if it's something that you get back? We haven't been talking about taking or getting rid of your medicines, but breaking free from that one size fits all script of medicine, from that message, because the message has been kind of clear, Doc. The message is clear. Real healing doesn't come with a childproof cap. I'm going to drop that right there. Doctors are visionaries. Mm-hmm. You are a visionary. You're starting your new business. You're visionaries. What is your vision for the future of medicine?
You know, there's a hope. Can I say the hope? The hope. And you feel the winds of change blowing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people got really guarded about the changes that happened in the medical area with the new political administration.
Right.
And this is, once again, I love being up under our house. God bless Apostle Stephen A. Davis and Refresh Nation.
Refresh!
I'm just going to have to. I can't.
Shameless plug.
Because what faith has taught us and what our leader reiterates is, in the face of the things that you can't change, look for what it can do to benefit you. What is this moment trying to teach you? What can you learn? So for myself, I saw where the administration is showing you should not trust necessarily in a traditional setting.
That part.
That the person that disarmed the CDC from vaccine recommendations and all of this is telling you that there's something not to trust in the traditional setup. That you better go get it for yourself and stand on your own two feet.
You better do something different.
And I'm going to challenge, not even go get it for yourself, go get it for your community.
There you go. That's it.
Back in the day, and so this is going to be my answer. It's going to be, I'm hoping for a recap of the past to blend with the present to give a better future.
Absolutely.
In the past, our grandparents, they ate more natural. They were active. They did
things. Come on,
they had
on,
a sense of community.
On.
They took care of each other. They cared about what was going on. They owned things. They bought things. They controlled things. They created the environment they wanted to have because they were doing it not for themselves. They were doing it for their kids, for their legacy.
Absolutely.
So they were passionate about it. They were passionate about leaving something better for the next generation. And so my prayer is that we will reignite that path.
I like that.
Blended with the knowledge and the science of the present. There's a lot of things
we have.
Antibiotics, I do make a difference. Vaccines, in the original form and when they first came out, manufactured the way they first were manufactured, didn't cause all these issues or that they're suggesting. I feel like it's the ingredients and it's the tainting over time and
Absolutely.
The properties and the preservatives of things that are causing issues. So there's some things that modern day medicine have blessed us with.
Absolutely.
Surgeries and procedures that have truly helped people's lives. Cardiac procedures for babies born without valves and different things. There are things that modern medicine has blessed us with, but in that we got laxed and we lost that independence and that sense of self-responsibility for our health and our self-determination that the older generation had. So my prayer is that we'll regather some of that self-determination. And I love the entrepreneurs these days and these new generations. They are trying to be entrepreneurs and trying to do things. But my challenge to y'all would be, go see what some of those old folks did. Something made them successful. All of our great grandmamas owned a house or owned something or had something versus our generation. These days, a lot of people are just renting. Back then, they were able to live on the farm by themselves to 89 and 90 and 100 years old. Now people are getting dementia at 45 and 50 and 60 years old going into nursing homes. So even though we've got all this technology, they were doing something right. They did something right. And so that's what I want to reclaim. And the prayer is that in the future, technology, here it comes. Technology will help us to do some things easier, to be smarter and not work harder. So the prayer is that as we gather some of the tools from the past, uh-huh. incorporate with some of our knowledge now, utilize some of the tools from the future, that maybe we will be able to create a better health system in medicine. But we've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to our roots, get back to nature, to take responsibility for the things that we put in our environment, our foods, our soil, our schools, everywhere. And we've got to clean it up. Because if not, it's going to affect everybody. Everybody. I can't say, you know, it's hard to say when it's in the soil.
Right.
If it's not going to affect everybody. And so that's my prayer. That's my prayer that enough people are rattled by what's going on politically to open their eyes and receive some of the tools from the past to use them for the present and incorporate them for the future.
Guys, listen, I told you this was going to be a good episode. I told you Dr. Sean's going to be good. Y'all thought I was joking, man. I don't know why y'all thought I was joking. Dr. Sean, we had your website up. I'm going to put it back up again. Here's your website right here. For those who didn't get a chance to see it, here's the website right here, guys. Gerizim. It's real simple, guys. Gerizim. wellnessmd.com, and I'm gonna spell that out for those who are not watching. It is G-E-R-I-Z-I-M, then the word wellness, wellnessmd.com. gerizimwellnessmd.com. So let me ask you a question. What are some ways that you could be contacted if someone wants to further this discussion with you or take advantage of what you have to offer?
Okay. So the best way is on that website, which is nice because it does give you information and a contact me, and it does come to the email. So that way, if myself or someone working with me can get in touch with you and to just start the dialogue and conversation, either book a discovery call, but I love in person. You know, during COVID, where we couldn't see each other, touch, greet, feel the energy. There's an energy that we give from our spirits and our being. So I love in person as much as possible. So, but virtual is okay. I'm used to telehealth too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm used to that too. So yes, for someone out of state, I'm working on getting my out of state license cleared up. But if you're not in Birmingham, I can talk to anybody and prescribe to anybody in Alabama. So we're good. And when I say prescribe, I mean, as he said, your prescription does not have to be a medication from a pharmaceutical company with all those side effects. It could be what vitamins, what supplements, what food,
right.
Cheese, what rest. Go get your CPAP and use it. Some basics. But yeah, so I can contact anybody during those via those modalities. But if for some reason you cannot get online or get onto the website, we do have an old school telephone in the
building. There you go. And here's the phone number, guys. The phone number for those who are not watching, the phone number is area code 205-436-2023. That phone number again is area code 205-436-2023. Now, I have an address here, 4500 Katie's Way, Suite 638, Bessemer, Alabama, 35022. That's 4500 Katie's Way, Suite 638, Birmingham, Bessemer, Alabama, 35022. That phone number again is 205-436-2023. And she does offer virtual visits, guys. So telehealth is also the way to go. Before we get out of here, I love asking people this question. So thank you so much for joining us. But before we get out of here, I got to ask you a question. Now, I want to thank you, obviously, for being here, for your time, for everything that you're joining, and for sharing exactly what we needed. But here's my question to you, Doc. Okay. If you could prescribe one thing to everyone listening right now that isn't a pill that would encourage them to pursue to add to their health regimen and overall care, what would it be?
You already know my answer. Faith in a relationship with the Lord thy God under the salvation of Jesus Christ. I don't even know how to. I'm telling y'all, seriously. When God is your strength, he is your focus, he is your understanding, he sustains your mind. He will guide
the right
people. He will give you discernment on what to and what not to eat. Nine times out of ten, a lot of times somebody somewhere told us, hey, don't eat this.
You already know.
So, but I can't say enough, because when they say he will guide you beside the still waters, he will restore your soul. He will lead you down the path. He will do it in the moments of chaos, in the moments of uncertainty, even in the best in the still of time. I would choose nobody else but God and my faith.
Guys, I told you this doc was good. I guess y'all thought I was joking. Dr. Sean, thank you again so much for joining the show. Don't go away right quick, Dr. Sean. I want to get you out of here before we get out of here, you guys. Hold on what you got. Guys, listen, healing ain't just about what you take. It's about what you take back. Yeah, healing ain't just about what you take. It's what we take back. Your voice, your power, your peace. The antidote might not come with instructions. It might not come in a bottle at all, but it is out there. It's inside of each and every one of you waiting. And in this episode, we didn't just talk medicine. We talked truth. Medication shows us how to keep things quiet, how to keep our pain quiet, how to keep everything quiet. Now is the time. Maybe this is the time that you go take back what medicine told you to numb. Listen, guys, I gotta get out of here. But as always, guys, let me tell you, it was a fantastic time sharing with you. Be back here next week, because you know every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.